Even before speaking a word, Sarah Frommer and Anna Deramaya display the comfort and ease that comes with a tried-and-true friendship. They speak easily with and about each other and can gently correct each other without ruffling feathers. Both in their 70s, the two women met at the Monroe County Public Library's Adult Literacy Program, or VITAL, nearly 15 years ago. Today, their friendship is about more than literacy sessions, says Anna.
Like I said, she helps me with my problems, and I kind of help her with hers. And when she needs, like, a ride someplace, she knows she can call me, and I come after her. And I don't mind doing it. I like to take care of people.
Sarah is Anna's fifth literacy tutor. Anna's first four tutors were mismatches, but she was persistent.
After Sarah and I met, we clicked.
VITAL coordinator Bethany Terry says, according to U.S. Census data for 2014, 8% of adults in Monroe County don't have a high school diploma. While this is better than the national average of about 12%, Terry says she meets high school grads who still struggle to read. Anna struggled in school, but she persevered as long as she could. Some teachers were less supportive than others.
But the first teacher I had called me stupid because I was asking her some questions. And she said, if you listen, you wouldn't be so stupid.
At the age of 16, Anna dropped out to help care for her ailing foster grandparents and an aunt until they passed away. Sarah is quick to defend Annie against her teacher's put-downs, saying Anna is definitely not stupid. Sarah refers to the multiple awards and recognition Anna has received as a newspaper carrier since she started with the Herald Times in 1991.
This is somebody who had to learn to carry newspapers on a route involving three buildings and umpteen different people before she could read.
It turns out Anna has dyslexia. Though she's never been formally diagnosed, Sarah said it became clear when they started working together.
It wasn't just a matter of not getting along with a teacher, but when you just can't see words the way everybody else does, you've got a real stumbling block to overcome. And VITAL gave me some specific tools. Oh, for instance, one of the easiest ones to describe is when we would be starting on a new word and Annie would stumble over it and I would say, what's the first letter? Because one of the things that happens with that problem with reading is sometimes people start reading from the other end of the word and instead of pronouncing M-A-P, map, you might pronounce it PAM. So you need to know that you're reading from the direction that everybody else reads from. And so you say, what's the first letter? And sometimes you have to say that many, many times at the beginning. Once a month, I might now have to say, what's the first letter? You know, that doesn't come up anymore.
Terry says the library's VITAL collection is specifically designed for adult learners.
It's open to the public, so anyone can check out materials, but it's specifically designed to provide reading material at different levels. So it's going to be interesting for adults. And when VITAL started in the 70s, that wasn't a thing. There were not publishers. There were not a whole lot of resources. And so a lot of it was self-made. But in the last 30 years, we've come a long way. And there are publishers who do what's called high-low. So it's going to be high interest level, low reading level. And so an adult can come into the VITAL collection and find a mystery written at a second grade reading level, at a fourth grade reading level, at a seventh grade reading level, that's going to contain good content. It's going to have, you know, adult characters and motivations and things like that that's specifically written for that audience.
In dealing with dyslexia, Terry says, choosing interesting content is especially important in helping them persevere. Terry says about half the content of an individual's lessons often consist of documents or materials learners need to be able to read in order to function in their daily lives. Sarah herself has contributed to the VITAL collection under her pen name Sarah Hoskinson. She's written 16 works of fiction for adult learners in the last 2 years. Anna, however, prefers biographies and stories about real life. Favorites include biographies about Amelia Earhart, as well as George Dawson. Dawson's book, Life is So Good, was particularly appealing because Dawson didn't learn to read until he was 98 years old. When asked about goal setting, Sarah says it's up to the learner.
No, I don't think my job is to set goals for her. I think my job is to help her achieve the goals that she sets for herself. With guidance from VITAL, the first thing you do is not jump into all this academic work. Well, the first thing you do is get to know each other so that you know this is what somebody wants. okay, how can I help her get there? But over all these years, we've done a whole lot of things. One of the things you don't think about people who have trouble reading is, maybe you do think about it, but all the stuff that comes at you on a daily basis from the mail, from the government, from the place you live, if you rent a place, as Anna does, you just don't think about all the garbage that comes at you and how do you sort out what's what and how do you read it and how the medical insurance stuff comes. And if they say, you need burial insurance, do you, or what? One of my jobs is to help her fill out all this stuff that comes to you, whether you can read or not. So she knows what the answers are, and I help her write them down. And now more and more she can fill them out herself because she can read more of them herself. But when you get legalese coming at you, as we all do all the time, you need to be able to read it, or you need to be able to have someone who will help you fight your way through it.
It's this individualized approach that has made the program so successful, Terry says. Often the anxiety a learner has retained from a classroom setting falls away in a one-on-one situation where the tutor is totally focused on their needs and success, she says. Anna agrees and says Sarah doesn't give her any attitude.
It's scary, but with Sarah, I'm relaxed.
Sarah says Anna's determination and willingness to learn new things is essential to her success as an adult reader. It's also amazing, says Sarah, that Anna is willing to go public about learning to read late in life. She says most new readers are not willing to talk about how much they struggle and instead work to hide it. But Anna has a very upfront attitude.
I'm not gonna hide it. If I can get help, I'm gonna ask to be helped.
With Sarah's help, Anna is working on becoming a writer, too.
One of the things that we're looking for now is Annie tells very good stories about her growing up years. And, I mean, there's some real good stories in there. And so she's ready to begin to write them down. And but you bop around according to what you're really concerned about right at the moment, and that's just okay. We don't have anybody over us telling us what we have to do. We do what matters to her. So I think we've written down some of those stories, and then she has stories that she can read to herself about her own life. And this is one of the teaching techniques that they teach you anyway. But it's such a natural, because it's what everybody likes to read, is the stuff that matters most to them.
Anna and Sarah were paired before Terry became the vital coordinator, but she points out the opportunities inherent in tutoring relationships.
That's one of those really special things that some tutoring and mentoring pairs maintain very academic goals, and they show up and they do their work, and everyone is happy and they're very satisfied. But other times they go deeper, and if both the tutor and learner are open to it, there really is an opportunity for a deeper friendship.
The VITAL program can help individuals build skills in writing and grammar, basic reading and math, as well as conversational English skills. You can find out more at their website, mcpl.info/vital.